You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2009, the 16th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Montreal, Canada, from February 8th through February 11th, 2009.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Chris Pilcher, and I'm a HIV researcher from UCSF, San Francisco, and I principally am interested in HIV diagnostics and particularly on detecting and managing acute HIV infection. So the poster is appropriately titled, A Clinical Study of Antigen Antibody Rapid Testing for Acute HIV Infection. This is a study that is unique in a couple of ways. It's essentially a head-to-head comparison of HIV diagnostic tests for their ability to detect cases in testing populations. Since 2003, the San Francisco Department of Health has been using HIV RNA testing in their testing algorithms to retest specimens that are tested for HIV by antibody tests and found to be negative. So this provides ability to detect acute HIV infections, which are early HIV infections in patients who haven't yet had a chance to develop an antibody response. A lot of early work, including work with this testing program in San Francisco, has indicated that particularly in high-risk testing populations such as STD clinics and non-traditional testing venues, community health centers, and gay communities, for instance, that these acute infections actually can represent as many as 5 or 10% of all of the cases that are out there. This raised the question, which we tried to answer in this poster, how do the variety of available and now newly available HIV tests perform in given that there is so much acute infection that was previously unrecognized in these testing populations. The populations that were studied in this were in all about 20,000 testers in San Francisco, mostly since 2003, who participated in a whole variety of programs, all targeted to high-risk folks in San Francisco, predominantly men who have sex with men. All of these patients had blood drawn, had a specimen sent for either a rapid test performed at the site or a specimen simply sent off to the lab. But all of them did have a specimen sent off to the lab. Then the central laboratory, which is a public health laboratory in San Francisco, did testing of all of the antibody negative specimens to look for HIV RNA and did testing of the antibody positive specimens to try and confirm the diagnosis. When specimens were RNA positive but negative or inconclusive or indeterminate on the standard antibody testing that the public health laboratory did, we then took all of those problem specimens, the unresolved, probably, you know, likely acute, not always acute infections. We took all those specimens and we retested those against all the array of available and developmental assays that we could get our hands on to examine whether or not those tests could do better than the testing that was done at baseline. Comparing the results of all the different assays that we were able to perform as they performed both in the clinic and then against the panel of problem specimens in the lab, we've made a couple of important observations. The first was that oral fluid testing using the OraQuick advanced device on an oral fluid swab detected only about 86% of all of the cases of HIV that were actually present at testing. And this is because it missed not only all of the acute HIV infections in that 14%, but also some antibody-positive infections that turned out to be positive on other antibody tests and on the Western blot. So we identified that the OraQuick had not performed very well when we used oral fluid.
Has this been seen before? Is this well known?
There have been many reports, but contribution of acute infection to the problem, if you will, with oral fluid testing hasn't previously been appreciated. So that was an interesting finding. We did find, though, that the wide range of immunoassays, which are central laboratory tests, as well as point-of-care rapid tests, performed very similarly, except for some new investigational assays that actually performed very, very well in detecting acute infections. The first is a very exciting new test, which was provided to us by a company that makes it, Inverness, and it's called the Determine Antigen-Antibody Combo Test, and it detects not only antibodies, but also the HIV P24 antigen, which is the most common protein in the blood made by HIV and is detectable by a number of different tests. But this is the only rapid test that's capable of detecting P24 antigen in addition to antibody. And the Determine Combo assay, looking at antigen as well as antibodies, detected about half of all of the missed infections by the array of other rapid tests. So that was important compared with the other blood tests, which missed about 8% of infections. The Determine test only missed 4% of infections. So it picked up about half compared with standard OraQuick and other rapid tests. The last finding that was important was one of the new investigational central laboratory tests, which is, you know, a large central lab machine that does what's called an immunoassay, which is also designed to detect P24 antigen, but in a much more sensitive fashion, actually did terrifically well, missing only 2% of cases that were RNA positive. And those cases that were missed actually had very low viral loads. So they were in very early acute infection when the virus is still ramping up. We concluded on the basis of all of these results that the Determine Combo test, which is novel, appears to perform well in detecting some acute infections, but not all acute infections that are missed by other antibody tests. It does substantially increase case identification compared with other antibody rapid tests. That the new fourth generation assay called the Architect Combo assay for use in the central lab detects nearly all, about, you know, more than 80% of the RNA positive acute infections that are missed by the standard tests in the clinic. Finally, that the OraQuick advanced test, while it works very well on blood, when it's used for oral fluid testing, is significantly less sensitive. And I think that's an important thing to take home. Now, I don't mean to imply that the OraQuick oral fluid test isn't a good test. In fact, I think it has a potentially very important role in a lot of testing settings. I just would emphasize that the use of oral fluid testing in very high-risk settings, such as these high-risk testing programs in San Francisco, needs probably to be backed up by the use of some other more sensitive test in addition to make sure that patients don't have acute infection. The Determine rapid test, the combo rapid test, is undergoing regulatory approval in Europe and has completed its initial pre-market studies, but has not yet been introduced into the market. And so it's available only for research use. The Architect is one of actually a number of similar assays that have been approved by regulatory agencies in Europe and Australia and elsewhere. And they're now very widely used outside of the U.S., but none of the diagnostic companies has yet put in a claim with the FDA, although it may be something that we can look forward to. So right now, both of the newer tests that detect acute infections are investigational research use only, but not for long.
What is the San Francisco Department of Health doing with the understanding of this finding? How are they changing practice?
Well, this finding is about 2 weeks old, so nothing yet. They're going to be reviewing the data, and I'd refer you actually to the Department of Health to talk about that.
And how does your study, there's a whole bunch of studies here that are showing, I guess, somewhat similar and somewhat diverse things. Could you talk about that?
A number of studies have also examined the ability of the Architect assay in particular to detect acute infections, but most of them have focused on the acute infection specimens and have not looked at the denominator of antibody positive infections that are out there, to actually see what the impact of test choice would be on the actual effectiveness of a testing program. So in this analysis, we were able to capitalize on the data from large testing programs involving over 20,000 people, where all of the patients actually were very certain that they either did or didn't have acute infection. So we got a nice picture of the numerators and denominators that spell out the differences between the tests. So that's why it's unique, and this is the first research study, to my knowledge, that's been presented here on the use of the determined test, so this, which is the first rapid test for acute infections. For those of us who are in the HIV acute infection prevention business, having a rapid test is sort of a holy grail of making acute HIV prevention a really potentially effective strategy to reduce transmission.
Meaning treatment as prevention?
Actually, I think counseling as prevention can be effective in certain settings. And that's a whole nother other conversation.
Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from CROI 2009. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2009.